following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I shouldn't say this publicly because my wife doesn't know. Gee, oh, nothing that revealing. Come on now.
What are you going to tell?
Well, it's almost November, and that flat tire on the snow thrower that I said I was going to get fixed in spring. Why? Okay, is it just me or all men really this way? Why do we do this? Or is it just me? Would any other man have fixed that tire 4 or 5 months ago? Jason, would you? You wouldn't have, would you? No. Okay, you thought about lying over there for a moment and say, yeah, I would have. It would have been done. Well, right away. It holds air. Here's my problem. At least it did last winter. Who knows now? It holds air long enough to snow, you know, to get the driveway done. I pump it up with a little hand pump, and it holds air long enough for me to do that. So why should I get it fixed? I can just pump it up every time, snow throw. How big a deal is that? He's like, come on, you don't really believe that, do you? Of course not. Of course I don't. And I'm, you know what? And I'm busy. And this is the old Bader snow thrower theory. I'm busy this weekend. I'm not going to get it done this weekend. Hopefully I'll get it done next weekend. If I don't, you know what's going to happen? We'll get 3 feet of snow because I didn't get the tire fixed. It's so silly. Why would I procrastinate? And the only reason I thought of it, I saw it in the driveway. We took the tarp off the snow thrower to pick apples the other week. I'm like, oh, there's that tire that I didn't fix, that I said I was going to either fix or just go ahead, you know, take the nut off, take the tire off, go get it fixed. I'm too lazy even to do that. It's not lazy. It's a matter of priorities. All right, enough of that. Yesterday, I want to just read a couple of pieces of email on something that I did yesterday before we get to Coach McCarthy here. I talked about a story that said a majority of Americans believe you should be 18 before you get a driver's license, and people over 75 should get tested every year because their physical skills diminish. I didn't really agree with both. I agree that some type of retesting should be done. I still think it's insane that Jimmy Carter was president when I got my driver's license. Jason was 1 year old when I got my driver's license. And I never need to be retested again. Now, I do like the thoughts that some listeners had about a written retest only. There is some merit to that. Here are two emails. There are more, but two emails who strongly disagree with me. Jerry, dumb. 3 exclamation points behind the first two, 4 exclamations behind the third. Yep, let's increase the government, add more state fees. I can't count the exclamation points behind that one. That's the conservative way. The more time you spend driving, the better your skills. That is the silliest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. No, the more reckless you get because you're not being policed. Complacent is the word you're looking for there, Jason. You become very complacent. Not so much the skills, but the rules. Which is why, yeah, I can see maybe a written retest. But I disagree that your skills improve. Your skills improve when they're tested. I disagree with that. Now, that she points out, an anomalous example. My mother-in-law drove until she was 90, and just about every year she would take a test so that she could keep her car insurance premiums lower. I don't recall for sure, but I think it was done at one of the technical colleges. There are things seniors are already doing. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Similar letter. As a conservative, I'm taking a strong position against your suggestion people should periodically retest for driver licensing. This fails the basic criteria that I use as to whether something is truly a conservative value or not. If something requires more government interaction in my daily life, it should be avoided at all costs. Well, some things are dangerous. And another listener had the idea that you have people go to a private testing outfit and just show that they've been recertified and don't have the government do it. That's a pretty good thought, too. I'm open to ideas. I think people, particularly people over 65, are being very close-minded about this because they think someone's going to take their license away. If you no longer have the physical skills to drive, you shouldn't drive. One listener said, well, the insurance statistics disagree with you. Yeah. Do you know how many stories I have heard, though, of elderly getting in accidents and people saying, well, we just didn't have the heart, take away their license or take away the keys and in any event? I agree that we don't necessarily want to increase the government bureaucracy. I agree with that. But quite frankly, that's just a dodge to address the issue that people getting tested once in their lives and never being tested again is a dumb idea. Nobody really addressed that. All they addressed were the costs, which I agree is a valid argument. I do. Which is why I say I'm open to ways to addressing this. But that dodges my larger point that at age, in my case, 17, at age 17, I get my driver's license and I never, ever, ever have to have my skills or knowledge tested again. And yeah, I would settle for the knowledge. I actually would. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I know. That's what I meant. I just did it the wrong way. Shut up, Jason. Talk to that person on the phone over there. I meant shut up in the nicest way possible because I almost made a mistake and he caught it. All right, 9:13. Now it is time to talk with Coach Mike McCarthy. Big game coming up with the Vikes. Friday before a game, as always, we talk with the coach, Mike McCarthy. Coach, last week you told the team, keep calm, carry on amongst all the injuries. And then you were hit with a big, scary, emotional one with JerMichael Finley. As a team, you're all thinking and worrying about JerMichael, your friend. And I'm guessing, you know, throughout the week, that's what the media is mostly asking you and the guys about. How big of a presence was that injury as you're preparing this week?
Well, I mean, you have to try to separate those types of things, but I mean, it's obviously on everybody's mind. I mean, I think just the fact that how many players and coaches went over to see JerMichael in the hospital. So, I mean, you never want to see any of your players go through that type of situation. That's a huge fear of anybody that's played the game of football, is not being able to walk off the field. But, you know, we've had a pretty good week of practice, and we need to finish it up today to conclude our week and make sure we're ready for the Sunday night contest in Minnesota.
Last week we talked about all the changes Aaron Rodgers has had to adjust to, all the different receiver roles. Does he really, though, with those young and experienced receivers, does his leadership role grow almost a mentor-teacher role with them?
Absolutely. I mean, the mentor-teacher role is something that goes on with all of our players, and it's even at a different level with Aaron. It hasn't started this week. You got to remember, these younger players have been here. They take reps during the course of the week, even when they're not playing in the game, even when they're on the practice squad. So he's been throwing to these guys, since April.
Jarrett Boykin had a really good game against the Browns. Is the key now for him to try to sustain that as defenses take a closer look at him and maybe start paying a little more attention to him?
Well, I think Jarrett just needs to go out and just be detailed and stay true to what we're asking him to do, not to try to do too much, because I mean that's the first thing that it's a natural reaction that people do is when people start loading up and trying to play you based on what they think your strengths are and so forth. So Jared just needs to stay within himself, and he's done that to this point very well.
In the midst of all the injuries, one of the really feel good stories this year has been the return of Johnny Jolly. The Packers defense is being described as having more of a toughness, maybe even a little nastiness than it did the past couple of years, particularly against the run. Defensive players are giving Johnny a lot of credit for that. In your mind, how big of a role has his presence played in that, especially in improved run stopping?
Well, we've talked a lot about playing a little more of an edge this year and really, the change in the emphasis of our football team, and it's really due to the depth of our offensive defensive line, and Johnny's obviously part of that. So Johnny has that edge to his personality. He has an infectious type personality, and I think it's definitely showed up on our defensive line.
Sunday's game is one that fans have a tendency to look at and think, boy, this should be an easy one. The Vikings are struggling, appear to be in disarray, but it seems two things are never easy, Coach. A divisional opponent and playing the Dome in Minnesota.
I agree. It's a hard place to play. It's a different atmosphere. The crowd noise is beyond normal. So it's something already really I'm not concerned about it as a whole as a football team, but it's you really just got to get your younger players that haven't experienced it yet to get them ready to go through it.
Has their rotation at quarterback, does that cause any confusion, or are you prepared for whoever they start?
Well, you have to watch more film, and which we've done, and but you know it's really going to be more on how the game's called based on who plays.
All right, and we'll be watching on Sunday. As always, Coach, good luck.
All right, thank you, Jerry. Have a great week.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.